Banker Cardiff. This is Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, this is Sergio again.
Oh, yeah. How's it going, Sergio?
Hey, good, good. Hey, Kyle, I have a question.
Yep, I got an answer for you.
So, yeah, well, I remember you telling me that the tax return from 2015,
mm-hmm.
you just needed to verify that I'm the actual owner.
So we see the ownership breakdown. Yeah, that you're the 100% and your gross annual sales. But since
wait a minute, Kyle. You used to verify that I'm the owner. Didn't talk about sales.
No. Yeah, I mentioned the sales. I said we got to verify your gross annual sales. You told me you were last year. You guys did like 225. So I said we just needed to see that on there too.
Oh, okay, that's fine, you know, but, you know, now I'm getting, you know, a little bit confused because, you know, based on what I heard from you, you said that they just wanted to verify that I'm the owner.
Yeah, well,
At first you told me that, but now I said, you know, because of the sales.
No, I mentioned the sales to you at first, too. That's the two things that we always look at on the tax return, because on the first couple pages there, it shows how much you made, your sales, and then the ownership breakdown, and I saw both of those, but, the confusion came from when, like, I know it's showing the $77,000 instead of the $250,000 as your top line. So that's why I kind of wanted to look at the rest of the tax return to see if somehow I could find out what, like, so if I could total up the $225,000 somehow. So because that's all that's going to do really.
But that shouldn't matter because, you know, that's the past. You know, so if you really, what you're telling me, you know, what I can prove my sales from January to September or to August. You know, the bank statements that you have.
Yeah, no, the bank statements.
So I don't know why they're going to, based on the 2014, they just want to, I'm the owner. I've been there for, you know.
No. All I was trying to do is get the, have a verification of the 250 as your top line because that is would strengthen you even more there. But if we don't have anything that shows that, then no worries.
To be honest with you, Kyle, I'm still gonna send you the paperwork, but I'm still feeling like right now, I'm still feeling like something. You know, it's the same with other companies. You know what I mean? Everything is just based on my.
No, I understand that. I was just trying to explain to you.
Yeah, but my strongest is from January. But if they're going to consider the last year, you know, then we have a problem there.
No. We're looking great as of this year. The only reason we like to see the previous year's tax return is just so we can see one full year from January to December of sales. And that's how we give like a, that's kind of how we base our ballpark over the phone. So like you mentioned, you did 200 last year and you're already at 500 this year. Well, seeing that, we're able to see the progression of your business first off.
Yeah.
And then it allows us to see that, and instead of, because right now we're looking at the $77,000 as your top line, because that's what it says on your tax return. So we're comparing the $77,000 to this year at $500,000 so far. But really, so this year looks great. We don't have any worries. Your bank statements you sent me, those are awesome.
Right.
The only thing that I'm worried about now is because originally you told me you were at 250 or 220 or somewhere around there as your gross, all of your sales for last year. But then looking at the tax return, it's telling you now that you're only at 77. And that's a huge difference there, Sergio. That's just what I'm trying to explain to you. So I was only trying to dig a little deeper and trying to get that number, the 220.
Well, that's okay. Maybe I made a mistake, you know. I made a mistake because, you know, I was confused with some other numbers.
No, of
course. But that shouldn't worry you. You know, you say you a little bit worried. I understand, but that didn't pass. I'm the owner, so what it counts is, you know, you at first you guys asked for every company you call, they asked for the last 6 months. Some companies didn't even ask for the tax return.
Okay. No.
You understand?
No, I understand perfectly what you're saying.
So why are you worrying about, you know, if I made a mistake, the 225 is accused different, so what does that have to do?
Just because,
you know, if you tell me that they're gonna take into consideration, okay, that's fine. I'm not agreeing, but you know, I just want to know if 6 months bank statement is not, they're not gonna, you know.
No.
They based it on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they are. They are. And we are going to base it on that, and that works perfect. So I can get everything started right now with the bank statements you have, that you sent me in your tax return. Yeah. That's perfectly fine. Not worried about that at all. So you send me over the application, and we'll be complete. I'll be able to submit everything.
And my credit, my credit, I just checked my credit card right now. My TransUnion, it's a 660, and then the Equifax is a 630s.
Okay, no, that's right so around the average. So, no, yeah, that's
pretty good. Yeah, yeah. And, but okay. The Experian is the one that counts. I mean, the, you know.
No, yeah, so I'll tell you this. The tax return I have is fine. I was only trying to give you, strengthen your file a little bit more because the 220 as of last year, that was great. But, it's okay. No worries there. I can get it all together here once you shoot over the app, and we will be able to get rolling off of your 6 months of banks because, like you said, that is what counts. We see that you have a lot of money coming in and out, and since January to September, you're doing really great, and that is exactly, you're right. We do take that in consideration, and that's mostly what it's based off of. All I was trying to do there, I don't want you to get worried.
Yeah, because believe me, Kyle, there's some more companies out there. That's why I'm gonna getting, a little bit frustrated because, there's companies out there that, like I was telling you the other day, yesterday, they're calling me every day, and they only require the 6 months. So some of the companies only 3 months.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, then it's that's perfect. We'll get started.
And then another question, Kyle, are you sure 100% that you're in-house finance? You're not going to share any information, right?
No, that's not 100%. A broker. No, we're not a broker. 100% not a broker.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I don't want, send all the information to other lenders or a broker because I don't want to pay.
That's not going to happen.
And then, I understand, Kyle, your job, you're doing a sale, you're going to make, even if you told me that you'll make commission, I still believe you.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean, but I know I know how it is. I know you wanna, But in the end, I just wanna see if it's not gonna benefit me from my bank statements, because it's obviously some way I got confused my tax returns.
No, yeah, no worries. That's not a big deal, like I was saying. So, if we,
I don't know, my CPA, she maybe because that's 76, that's not the sales tax right there.
No, yeah, no, it's not.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So maybe she deducted the sales tax and all that.
Yeah, so that could be it too. That's why I was just wanting to look at the rest of all the pages. But really, we could get started with what we have.
When I get them, I'll send them to you. But hopefully, I just got a feeling that they I'm not gonna get what I want. But I still kind of send you, just to prove your point.
Oh, no, we'll get you set up here. I know that. We'll get you something that'll help you out. Here's what all it was, Sergio, is honestly, I was just trying, I was going off what you told me before, so I was, it was perfect. This year, from January to right now, your banks, everything, it looks great. I don't think we're going to have a problem, but they do require to see the previous year's tax return. And you sent me that, great. And they look on that, they see that you're the 100% owner, and they see your revenue for last year. So they're going to take into consideration that you did 80,000, 80K last year that it says on your tax return. But then they're going to come look at this year, and they're going to see that in the last 6-7 months, you have, average around probably close to $10,000 per month, ending balances, no negatives, and that's, everything's fine there, and that you're already...
Yeah, but if they based it on the last year, I'm not going to get anything, because, if I made $10,000 per month, then what they're going to borrow me?
No, we're not worried about last year. Now, all I needed is just to see...
Because if I based on, if they do, an average... You know how they got their formulas, okay? Maybe but you don't want to tell me, until you see my credit. But, but I was checking, checking that guy in YouTube, and if I do 50,000 gross every month on sales, that's what I can borrow, at 50,000.
Yeah, no, yeah, easily, So wait, no, no, no.
Yeah, so now I want you to tell me, do the math, and from this year, how much sales did I do per month, every month?
How many sales did you do per month every month this year?
Yeah.
Let me see here.
I don't know, but that's something that you can do some math.
No, here. You got a couple seconds right now? I'll look this up and I'll give you. Yeah, all right, cool.
Yeah, you can just put me on hold, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll put you on hold for a couple seconds.
Yeah.
All right, Sergio, are you there?
Yes, Kyle, go ahead.
Okay, cool. So I just added up 6 months of your bank statements, okay? And that total came out to around, let me see here, pull this back up. Came to around like 300 and something. So I times that by 2 just to get an average for the whole year, since you'd be on track.
Uh-huh.
So that would be all this year. And that came to around close to 750,000. So that's based off of that, a number along those lines for this year. So I don't get any unrealistic expectations from this number, but you know, we should be easily able to get you what you're looking for, if not more. If not, because that's based off just this year alone. But since last year was a little bit lower, we do look at both of that. So so if we're looking at just this year, we definitely meet what you're looking for. Easily, if not more.
50
What was that? Yeah, easily. If not, maybe, you know, maybe 10K more, if that. Based off of this year alone. So if you pull up this year at 750,000, and then you have that too, that's, you're going to be able to take much more even the following year. If that's because you're going to show
that's
a track record now.
That's what I'm saying, Kyle. That's what I'm saying. I mean, because this year it was awesome for me, you know?
No, yeah, this was a great year. So if you're able
to
keep increasing your
inventory. That's what I want you to know. I told you yesterday. Last year, I wasn't doing finance.
Exactly. Now you are. And
you know, that's what I want you to tell all you, whoever is in charge, whoever. Maybe it's not even you. Because
no,
I know
yeah,
how it works. Maybe it's the underwriter. You know, they need to know if I was that low in the 2015, because I was doing only cash. And
exactly.
Now it opens another door for me this year, and I'm planning to open a second one. I'm 2017, but I need some help.
Exactly. No, and that's great, because
you know that's what I'm telling you. If I don't get what they want, so it's not true. You know what I mean? It's not for me, because that's what I need to help. Because I know I'm working with the bank right now that I do finance, and I'm willing to. You know, I have two more doors for 2017.
Exactly.
To increase what I'm,
No. What I did actually yesterday after we got off the phone, I was actually speaking with one of my underwriters, and I filled her in on the situation before I saw your tax return. I told her that last year was a little bit slower for you, but you were able to increase your inventory, and you started doing financing through the store, and you're already at double what you did last year right now. And it's only
and then you're
going
to see on the bank statements. And then you're gonna they're going to see it on the bank statements, all the deposits from that bank that I've been working with.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah,
see,
that,
that's my hardest key right there. That's my big proof from January to now.
Yeah, exactly.
No, forget about last year. That's what I'm telling you. Last year, just if you want to verify that I'm the owner, that's fine.
Yeah, that's all we're looking at it for. It's just
obviously they're gonna see I wasn't making a lot of money in last year, but that's the reason. You know, you already know the reason. You know.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
year I started to do finance, especially during the tax season, and that helps me a huge, you know, helps me a lot.
Yeah, so really, basing
off
of your bank statements and everything you sent me so far, you know, you're looking, your file's pretty strong, especially because you're, Sergio, on track to make, you know, $750,000 this year. So,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That's 4 times more than you made last year, 5 times more down here. So you're looking at, a substantial increase, which is really, that's what we're looking for. We understand. We see all the money that you have coming in and out, and this is just from previous experience on deals I've done with dealerships. We see the fluctuation. It's the auto business. Some years are high, some years are low, and we take that into extreme consideration, you know. We understand how it works, and then we see we're giving you a loan in 2016, so the most important things to us are your bank statements in 2016, and you know that's
exactly
and that's what I'm trying to explain to you here. I mean, the only reason we need to look at that tax return is just so we can see what you do in a whole year and your ownership breakdown. It doesn't matter what it was. If we just need to have somewhat of an idea, because if we didn't, what would the $750,000 this year be if we didn't have? It's everything's relative. So if we didn't have something to compare it to, you know, the $750,000 might not be well at all, but in this scenario here, it's absolutely perfect. So,
And then that's the only reason I'm talking with you, Kyle, because like I said yesterday, I like the way you have your customer service, and the way you talk to me. But my key is to work with someone that really care about my business, and see and take in consideration my bank statements and the huge difference between 2015 and this year, and 2017, of course.
Crazy
said, of course,
yeah.
I want to make it double. You know what I mean?
Exactly, and that's really your forecast to do so. I mean, you pull in. So this is what I'm looking at, Sergio. Is big picture of your business. If you're already increased this much percent, I mean, you've increased like 200-300% since last year so far. So if you keep going, I mean, even if you're increasing only at 50% the next year, you already have, at the end of this year, you're going to have a full year of a huge amount of revenue in comparison to your previous years. So, you know, banks like us and me over here, we're going to look at that. So, you know, if you finish out this year strong, you're going to be able to access much more cash from someone like us at the beginning of next year to have, you know, to double
that's
or
exactly.
triple
that's
your
that's
inventory.
That's what I mean. That's why I hope, that's what when you talk to them, hopefully they understand.
Yeah, no, that's all. I've been, working on your file for the last 2 hours here this morning, and that's what I've been doing. You know, I've stressed to how much, how much your sales have increased. You started your business, and, everything's increasing each year. You're making small changes here and there, and, everything's been working. The pieces have been coming together, and, the next couple of years, you're probably going to be able to start leveling yourself off there and, having a steady income that you're able to, live with and not have to worry about growing too much after that. So
we
completely understand how that's working here. You're a smaller business. We understand you don't have millions of dollars to dump into it. You know, that's not how it works. You got to give and take, and, I mean, that's part of the process.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Okay, Kyle, let me on my way to my office and, so I can send you all the information.
All righty, once I get all that stuff, I'll give you a call and let you know it's in, and we'll get the ball rolling from there.
Okay, all right, Kyle, thank you.
All right, yeah, no worries, Sergio. I'll get you set up over here now. Don't stress too much, okay?
All right, yeah, I'm just worried about, I don't like to get screwed, you know what I mean?
No, no, and I'm not going to do that to you. I know you probably hear that, and I know
I don't have to get screwed, but I need to have, of course, some backup, and my backup on this case that I'm talking with you is my bank statement. That's it.
Of course. No, and I understand that. And, you know, in all honesty...
It's like when you try to go a new car, and you don't have no credit, bankruptcy and everything, of course, you're not going to get 0% interest. I understand that.
Yeah, no, of course.
You know, so I'm not asking, you know, I'm just, everything, what I'm telling you, it's based on my bank statement and what I'm trying to go for, you know what I mean?
No, and I think what you're trying to go for is very reasonable, you know. I think you shouldn't have a problem doing that. And that's just from everything you've told me so far. You know, if I was sitting right there in front of you, I would be able to look you in the eye and reach across and shake your hand and show you that I'm not out here to just, you know, bend you over the barrel, so
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, I'm here to help you out, man.
Exactly.
So,
on the sheet of paper that I sent you from the company sales, right there, it'll say outside financing. That's the ones I did with the bank this year.
Okay, I will note that as well. Outside financing.
And last year, guess what? None outside finance.
Yeah, exactly. So that's I will point that out to them as well.
I was working so hard, you know, even the bank that I'm working with, they send me, you know, a couple gift cards to take a vacation because I met, you know, the first time with them, I did a lot of sales, you know, so they pay me some vacations just because sending the deals to them.
Yeah. No, yeah, so that's, you're all set up, and I actually noticed that before you called me, and I understood what you were saying on the phone yesterday, but then, you know, actually seeing it on paper, it's a huge difference, and, you know, it's working for you.
I mean, you're able to
take this momentum into 2017 with a huge inventory of cars and get yourself that other store opened up, you know, the other lot, you're going to be able to be making some real cash, so, and, you know,
let me
right now.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So let me go to my office and I'll send you those papers. Okay.
Sounds good, Sergio.
All right.
All right.
Bye. Bye.